Welcome to Epileptic Rants. My name's Lucas. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. All I'm going to do is get on here and rant. Well, it's a blessed day. I was blessed to be able to wake up and put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life. Every day I can do that, I consider a blessed day. Well, yesterday I did a rant on anxiety. It's been an anxiety-filled last few days. I've just got so many changes coming up in my life all at once, and it's like a tornado. I just don't know how to handle change, I guess it is, or I don't know how to handle the uncertainty of change. I think the change I'll be able to adapt to well, it's just the uncertainty that comes before the change happens. It's the nervousness waiting for the change. That is the part that's the hardest to deal with. Me, I'm filled with anxiety today because I still haven't got the answers that I've been waiting for. And I'm still filled with anxiety. But dealing with change is something we all have to face in life. Whether it be changes in living situations, changes in family situations, changes in financial situations, or any other kind of situations you may think of. Change is certain. All we can do is learn how to accept it, adapt to it, and apply our coping skills to deal with it, especially if it affects us in uncomfortable ways. Like me. Right now, all these changes have me in an anxiety-filled state. And I'm scared it's going to cause me to have a seizure. But I'm taking my medication as prescribed. I'm staying away from heavy doses of caffeine. As you know by now, I've laid off the energy drinks. I'm only drinking one cup of coffee a day. I'm not doing anything else that's going to really compromise my toxicity levels of anything in my body that would cause a seizure. The biggest thing is that cup of coffee. It's just the stress. The stress of waiting on this information. And this is where I have to apply these coping skills. And this podcast is one of my coping skills. And it took me about 2 hours before I actually hit record today. Because I was so anxiety filled. I was so filled with anxiety. I was too scared to even get on here and rant. But I decided, I said, to heck with it. I might as well just get on there and get it all out. That way I'll feel that much better. And if nothing else, I'll have 13 minutes going by. And it's a safe 13 minutes. I've never had a seizure during a podcast. And I don't think I'll have a seizure during this one. So I don't have anything to worry about. So that brings my anxiety down a little bit. I just have to learn to how to cope with these changes and this anxiety. I went out, took a little walk. That helped a little bit. I'm back to pacing again. And that lets me know that my anxiety level is up. I didn't smoke all day. I took one nicotine lozenge. I won't lie. I did hit the vaporizer 3 or 4 times before I left this morning. But it's getting very, very light. It's running out. And I've been hitting it ever since I got home from day treatment. About once every 25 minutes. And it's hitting very, very lightly. So it's on its last legs. So quitting smoking, the uncertainness of moving, and all these other things that I have going on in my life, all wrapped up at one time, is just enough to send me into a panic attack. But luckily enough, I haven't had a panic attack yet. I've just been dealing with anxiety. The anxiety I can handle is the panic attacks I don't like. The panic attacks I feel break that threshold into seizure territory. The anxiety can be dealt with coping skills and coping mechanisms. And when I get through here, I'll just put my coat on. I'll go out, I'll take another walk. Come back in, sit down, do some deep breathing. Turn on some music, listen to some music, and just pass the time. Because no matter what, time is going to pass. 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour. Time is going to pass. And I can make it through that time. I don't have anything to worry about. That's what I've been told by too many people I trust, is that I don't have anything to worry about. Why is it that my emotional well-being, let me rephrase that. I believe them, but my emotional well-being doesn't feel like I believe them. My anxiety level wouldn't be this high if I truly believed them. If I truly believed them, I would be on the couch relaxing, saying, oh, there's nothing to worry about. But for some reason, the people I trust the most told me there's nothing to worry about, yet I'm still filled with anxiety. I don't know why. It's a mental illness. It's something I have to deal with. Something I have to live with. Maybe you understand it. Maybe you live with it. It comes in waves for me. It comes to anxiety and depression. It's bipolar disorder. Anxiety and depression, and there's that lovely middle ground that I find every so often where I feel good. As I mentioned before, I take my medication as prescribed. I stay away from the caffeine. I'm cutting the nicotine out. it's probably nicotine withdrawal, which is causing the anxiety. And uncertainty due to the moving situation. Just uncertainty overall. But I just have to trust the people who are telling me that I don't have anything to worry about. And I have to convince myself that they know better than my mind is telling me. That's something I have to convince myself of. And maybe this rant will help. Maybe talking it out, hearing it audibly. Maybe this will help. I hope so. I needed a good rant. I don't call this epileptic rants for nothing. I'm not having any auras. That's the blessing. I'm just having anxiety. I'm not having any deja vu. Anything like that. Anyone with seizures understands that deja vu is part of an aura. It's just I know. This too shall pass. I think that's scriptural. All I know is I had to do a rant because I do one 6 days a week and I needed to get one out anyway just for me. And I feel better because of doing it. And I just thank you for tuning in. Just know, as long as I can put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life, I'm going to put out a rant 6 days a week. So, I thank you for tuning in, and may you have a blessed day.